Once upon a time, there was a king who had 12 beautiful daughters. All day long, they were loving and obedient. But King Morley, their father, was half distracted all the same, for there was a strange mystery surrounding them. You'll hear what that mystery was in just a minute, because as our story begins, a stranger to King Morley's kingdom is entering the village tavern.
Landlord! Landlord! Where is everybody? Landlord!
Pardon, sir, 1,000 pardons. I didn't hear you come in. I was just out in the courtyard discussing the tragedy.
The tragedy? What's happened?
Oh, sir, you must be a stranger indeed not to know that another prince has disappeared and vanished without solving the mystery, too.
Another prince has disappeared? How? And what mystery is still unsolved?
It's this way, sir. You see, this country is ruled by King Morley. He has 12 beautiful daughters, each lovelier than the other.
12 beautiful princesses? Well, you interest me.
There is a deep mystery surrounding those 12 princesses, which no one can discover, sir.
Really? Tell me.
Each night they go to their suite, supposedly to retire for the night, but no sound is heard. Not one of them leaves her room, at least by the outer door. Yet every morning there are 12 pairs of dainty dancing slippers completely worn out. Holes in the soles, as if the princesses had walked miles and miles.
Well, well, this is really intriguing. Go on. What does the king say to this?
The king has offered a reward to any prince who can discover where the 12 princesses go.
And what is the reward?
The hand of any one of his 12 daughters in marriage.
Well, this sounds like the place for me.
Wait, sir, only wait. I haven't told you what's happened to all the brave young men who've tried and failed.
So? What happens to them?
They vanish, sir. Disappear without a trace. No one knows where or how. That is the cause of the mourning in town today. Young Prince Oliver of the kingdom across the river tried last night to discover the secret.
But he failed and disappeared?
Like so many before him. Aye, last night he stationed himself outside the princess's door, vowing not to move. This morning he was gone, without a trace.
Very curious. Very intriguing. Just one thing, landlord. Is there perhaps one princess who loves flowers?
Why, yes. Little Hyacinth, the youngest. But, sir...
Only a detail. I've always hoped I'd find a bride who loved flowers as I do. A Hyacinth, you say? Very well. Right now, a room, landlord.
Oh, sir, you're not going to try...
To solve the mystery of the dancing slippers? Yes.
Oh, no. Your life is before you, young sir. Would you disappear like the others? Vanish from the face of the earth?
Thanks for your concern, landlord. But I seek a lovely bride for my kingdom of flowers. And I don't fear adventure. A room, landlord.
Well, all right, sir. Your name?
Prince Merrily of Flower Kingdom.
Yes, Prince Merrily.
An early lunch, landlord. I shall call upon the king this afternoon.
Arms, arms, please. I'm hungry. Help me, kind sir. Help me.
Well, hello, old lady. Oh, what's the trouble?
Oh, kind sir, my troubles are endless. No home, no bread to eat, alone in the great world. Oh, forgive my weakness, but I'm very old and very tired.
Of course, I understand. Come, come now, we can fix things up for you, I'm sure. Dry your eyes and I'll tell you what we'll do.
You're very kind.
Not at all. Go to the inn and tell the landlord that Prince Merrily has sent you. You are to have a comfortable room and 3 good meals a day. Tell him that I will pay and that you are to stay as long as you wish.
Young sir, you would do this for an old woman you have never seen before?
Certainly. I'll be old someday myself, and who knows what is before me.
Prince Merrily, I greet you.
What? Well, what on earth's happened? Where's the old woman who was just talking to me?
I'm the old woman, Prince Merrily.
Where? What? Good heavens! I see you now. A tiny sprite, no bigger than my thumb.
Well, I did surprise you, didn't I?
Surprise me? I should say so. Who are you?
Feather, Queen of the Fairies. And now, let me tell you why I disguised myself as an old woman. I wanted to find out if you were really as gentle and good as you looked. I have found that you are. And so now, I am going to help you.
Really?
Oh, you think I don't know you're going to the castle to call on King Morley?
Feather, you are wonderful. And if you know that, you must also know about the mystery I hope to solve. The mystery of the 12 princesses.
Indeed I do. And the wicked fairy, Spin, who started it all, has done enough harm by now. Her enchantment must be broken.
I'm going to try to break it.
And I'm going to help you, as I said. First, I will give you this invisible cloak. Here, take it.
What? I don't see it.
In my hand. Here it is. When you put that on, no one can see you, and you can go wherever you want, unobserved.
Wonderful.
Then I shall change myself into a real little feather, so that I can be with you every minute to aid you and advise you. Now, here's the first thing you must do. When you are placed in the room outside the suite where the 12 princesses have their 12 royal beds, one of the princesses will come out and offer you a glass of punch. Don't take it.
Refuse a drink of punch offered by a pretty princess? Feather, you're not human.
I don't pretend to be. I'm a fairy. That drink will be filled with a magic potion. If you should drink it, you would first fall into a stupor, and then...
And then?
Then you would be under the same spell as the others who have tried to solve the mystery before you. So just pretend to drink, but pour the punch into the jar of roses on the table. Then begin to act as if the punch were putting you to sleep. Listen, and from my perch behind your ear, I will whisper to you and tell you what to do from then on. Obey me, Prince Merrily, and the spell of the wicked fairy, Spin, will be ended, and you will be rewarded.
Feather, I shall obey you to the letter.
All right. Now I'm going to change myself into a scarlet feather tip. Then tuck me behind your ear, and we're off to the castle and adventure. Ready?
Ready. What became of you?
Here I am. Put me behind your ear. That's it. And off we go.
Sisters, are you all nearly ready? Ribbons tied, new dancing slippers buckled. It's almost time to go.
I'm ready, Margaret.
And I'm just helping Peach Blossom with her curls.
And how about you, Hyacinth?
I'm ready, I guess, Margaret.
You don't sound very sure. And why are you looking so solemn, silly Hyacinth? It's almost time to dance. Dance!
Yes, I know. I just keep thinking of that new prince who was our guest at dinner tonight, who's come to try to find out where we go.
Prince Merrily, his name is. Oh, I think he's good-looking.
I do, too, and he's nice, too. At dinner, Prince Merrily was telling me about the gardens in his flower kingdom back home.
Flowers?
He found Hyacinth's weakness right off.
He loves flowers, too. And now he'll never see those gardens he loves again.
There are plenty of flowers where he'll be.
Not real ones with perfume and soft petals that sway gently in the breeze.
Oh, enough, enough. It's time to give our watchman, Prince Merrily, his drink of punch. Hyacinth, you take him the silver cup tonight. Here's the little bottle full of the magic potion that the fairy Spin left for us.
The cup, Margaret.
Ah, I'll pour in a few drops of the potion.
You put in so much, Margaret.
He'll dance the better for it, Hyacinth. Now, take it to Prince Merrily, sister.
Yes,
take it to him, Hyacinth.
We want to dance.
All right, I'm going now.
Shh, everybody.
Good evening, Prince Merrily.
Good evening, Princess Hyacinth. How nice to see you again. May I offer you a chair?
No, thank you. We are just getting ready to retire.
Really? But you look almost as though you were dressed for a ball.
Oh, well, my sisters and I like to dress up sometimes in the evening and pretend, but we never go anywhere. Here, Prince Merrily, I have a cup of punch for you. Each night before we go to bed, my sisters and I all have a cup. We thought you might enjoy some, too. Here.
Well, thank you. You are very kind.
Don't drink it. Don't drink it.
Did you say something, Prince Merrily?
Why, no. Not really, Princess. A feather tickled me. But wait a minute. I've been wanting to ask you, is there jasmine growing outside that window there?
Oh, why, yes. Did you smell its fragrance?
Yes. In spite of the roses right here on the table, I thought I smelled jasmine.
The vine grows right outside the window. Let me get you a sprig.
You're very kind.
No, I would like to. You love flowers as much as I do.
Now, Prince Merrily, pour the punch into the jar of roses. That's right. She didn't see you.
Here you are. Oh, you drank the punch?
Yes, Princess, while you were at the window.
Oh, yes, well, here is the jasmine I picked. I smell it. Feel its soft petals, Prince Merrily. It's a real flower.
Why, yes, of course. But you say that so strangely. Why?
Oh, never mind. I must go back into my room now. My sisters are waiting. Goodbye now, Prince Merrily.
Good night, Princess Hyacinth. Oh, I beg your pardon. I must be getting sleepy.
Yes, perhaps you are. I'll leave you now. Rest well. Goodbye.
Good night, Princess Hyacinth.
So far, so good, Prince Merrily. In a minute, Princess Margaret will be coming out to say the magic words that would force you to follow them.
Force me to? But I want to follow them to find out where they go and what they do to wear out their slippers.
Yes, but you don't want to go as they would take you. Quick, your invisible cloak, Prince Merrily. Wrap it around you so they won't see you. Yes, just in time. Here comes Princess Margaret now.
What's that? Who spoke? Prince Merrily. Where is he? Where's he gone? Hyacinth said she left him right here, falling asleep in his chair. But he's gone. The corridor's empty. Hyacinth! Margaret, what happened? He's gone. Hyacinth, didn't you give him that potion after all?
Oh, Sister Margaret, yes, of course I did. Oh, what has happened?
He's gone, disappeared. Oh, I never heard of such a thing. He should be in a stupor now. How could he have gotten away? Somehow the potion didn't work on Prince Merrily, and he must have run away. Oh, but it needn't spoil our dance. Quick, sisters, come on now or we'll be late. Hurry, Hyacinth, hurry.
We're waiting to dance.
Yes, we're waiting. Come along, hurry. Into our room, then quick to the door in the wall.
Then down the silver stairs to the dance.
The dance. Yes, to the dance, and without Prince Merrily. And I'm glad he disappeared.
Without you, they say, Prince Merrily. But quickly now, after them. Look, even now, Princess Margaret stands before a panel in the wall and strikes it 3 times. Quick, Prince Merrily, follow them.
It's opening.
Now, sisters, we must hurry or we'll be late to the dance. Through the door now, one at a time, and down the silver stairs. You first, Lolita.
Yes, Margaret. I'll start right on down the stairs.
Quick, Prince Merrily. After them, before the door is closed.
What was that? Did you say something, Hyacinth?
No, of course not, Margaret.
Oh, Hyacinth, for heaven's sake, you stepped on my train.
Stepped on your train? But I couldn't have.
Careful, Prince Merrily. Careful.
It's no laughing matter, Hyacinth.
But, sister, I'm not laughing. And I didn't step on your dress.
Oh, Hyacinth, honestly, there's no one behind me. It must have been you.
Sisters, please, come on now. We're all aching to dance.
Well, at last, the end of the stairs and the avenue of silver leaves.
Ah, it's so pretty.
Prince Merrily.
Yes, Feather?
Break off a branch of silver leaves. Hide it under your cloak.
Break off a branch? All right, Feather.
What was that?
Yes, what was that? It came from right over there in those silver trees someplace. A cracking noise. What was it?
Oh, Margaret, these silver leaves and silver flowers always make tinkling noises when the wind blows through them. They're not like real flowers.
Who wants them to be? But that didn't sound like wind in the leaves. It sounded like a branch had broken. Oh, never mind. Here we are at the Highway of Gold. We're not far from the underground castle now.
Merrily! Merrily!
Yes, Feather?
Break off a branch of the golden leaves. Hurry!
Margaret, did you hear that?
Yes, the same kind of sound as before, over in the golden trees.
Margaret, what is it?
It must have been the wind again.
But there isn't any wind. And besides...
Besides what?
Oh, it's impossible. But I feel as though there were someone with us. Someone we couldn't see.
As though someone... Oh, that's impossible, Lolita. Come, sisters, come. Let's run down the Boulevard of Diamonds to where our escorts wait. There they are, just ahead. Slow down now, like ladies.
Greetings, lovely princesses.
Greetings, Prince Oliver. Greetings, William, Roger, and Skane.
Greetings, Your Highness. Greetings.
Come now, come, Your Highnesses. The boats are waiting to carry us to the ball and the dancing.
And you too, Prince Merrily, get in the boat with Hyacinth and keep your invisible cloak wrapped closely about you. They mustn't see you.
Did you speak, Princess Hyacinth?
Why, no. No, I thought you did. And there's that laughter again. Oh, row quickly, Prince Stanton. There is something strange about everything tonight. Let's hurry to the dance.
Oh, it stopped.
Only for a moment, Prince Oliver. You have indeed forgotten your kingdom across the river, haven't you?
What was that? I only wish to dance hour after hour across this crystal floor.
Yes, yes. That's the enchantment spin put on us all. To dance forever.
Let's dance again.
Yes, let's dance.
Princess Hyacinth, is something wrong? You don't seem to dance with as much joy tonight.
I'm sorry, Prince Stanton. I don't know what is wrong. I've felt differently ever since I met someone this afternoon.
Feather Fairy, does she mean me? Oh, I've dropped the sprig of jasmine.
Prince Stanton, just a moment.
What is it, Hyacinth?
Look there, on the crystal floor, a real flower, a jasmine.
A real flower indeed. How came it here?
It's the jasmine I gave Prince Merrily. What can this mean? Margaret! Margaret!
What's the matter? Why have the musicians stopped? We can't dance.
Margaret, look. The sprig of jasmine that I gave to Prince Merrily. I found it here on the crystal floor.
Oh, Prince Merrily, what have you done? You should have kept it under your invisible cloak.
Oh, I know.
A real flower? Here? What can this mean? Sisters, the fairy spin warned us. Real flowers and real love must never enter this underground castle, or our dancing is ended.
Oh, no, no.
Do something, Margaret.
We must dance.
I'll summon the fairy spin herself.
My arch enemy, spin.
Feather Fairy, have I ruined everything? What shall I do?
Spin, spin, wherever you are.
Spin, spin, wherever you are.
Come in a whirl and...
The cock crows. It's dawn. We're saved, Merrily. The dance ends and the fairy spin is helpless after the rooster crows. All we need do now is follow the princesses back to their rooms.
We must go.
Goodbye.
Oh, no.
Goodbye.
Oh, the dance ended too soon.
Will you return? Goodbye. Will you return?
And now I would interview Prince Merrily, who kept watch last night.
Oh, Father, we meant to tell you.
Prince Merrily must have run away.
What? Prince Merrily has vanished, like all the other princes who set themselves to watch you 12 girls?
Well, he didn't vanish exactly the same way.
Shh, Lolita. He has vanished, Father.
You sent for me, Your Majesty?
Prince Merrily!
Where did he come from?
Well, Prince Merrily, welcome. This is a pleasant surprise indeed. We feared...
That I had vanished like the other young men who set out to solve the mystery? No, Your Majesty. But I can tell you where all those young princes are who vanished.
What? You can?
I can, Your Majesty. And I can explain how it is your 12 daughters wear through 12 pairs of dancing slippers each night.
You know where they go, what they do?
Oh, he doesn't. He can't.
Lovely princesses, do you really want me to keep your secret? Think well. You imagine you know joy and happiness dancing with enchanted princes underground.
What? What's this?
He knows.
No, he's just making it up.
How can he know?
Come, sir, I command that you tell what you know.
He's only pretending.
Speak, Prince Merrily.
Very well, sir. King Morley, every night your daughters open a secret panel in their room and descend by a silver staircase to an underground castle where they dance all night long.
An underground castle? I don't believe it.
Of course not. It's ridiculous. A silver staircase. Oh.
Last night, someone stepped on your train going down the staircase, Princess Margaret. Did you ever find out who?
What? You don't mean...
I apologize for being so clumsy, Princess Margaret. And I'm sorry that you were all a little frightened by some laughter from time to time.
There it is again. The tiny laughter.
From the expressions on my daughter's faces, it's clear you know something, Prince Merrily. But if this is all the proof you have...
No, sir. Here's a branch of leaves I broke from a tree in the Avenue of Silver on the way to the castle.
Oh, we heard it break last night, remember?
And here is one from a tree on the Highway of Gold. I broke them off as I followed the princesses, as proof for your majesty.
Well, daughters?
Oh, father... It's true.
Hyacinth, you admit it. And the rest of you, my daughters. Oh, I see by your faces, it's true. Congratulations, Prince Merrily. And do you know the reward that was promised to the prince who solved the mystery?
I have heard it said, the hand of one of your daughters in marriage.
True. And now it is for you to choose which one it shall be.
It's a difficult task, your majesty. But there is one among them who has already given me a sprig of jasmine, knowing I love flowers. If she would give me her heart as well, I would be the happiest prince on earth. Hyacinth, my lovely Hyacinth, I'll fill your life with flowers if you will come to my kingdom across the sea.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know, sisters, perhaps real flowers are nicest, and real love. Oh, sisters, do you feel as I do? Hyacinth and her prince look so happy. If the enchantment could be undone that we worked on those princes, perhaps we, too, could find real love.
That's all I was waiting to hear. Spin's magic is undone. I'll go release the young princes at once and then be on my way. Farewell, Prince Merrily.
What was that? Who spoke?
Oh, Prince Merrily, the feather you wore over your ear. It's blown away.
Let it go, my princess. Feather's gone to make all the other princes as happy as I am. And, Your Majesty, I have a feeling that in a moment, all 12 of your daughters will be dancing again.
What?
In the sunshine, in the garden, with all the brave young princes who didn't have a lucky feather to help them as I did.
Well, if they dance where I can see them...
Oh, yes, we will, Father.
Then my blessings on you all.